From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The number of hepatitis A illnesses potentially linked to fresh conventional blackberries from the grocery store Fresh Thyme Farmers Market has risen to 14. According to thepacker.com, the most recent case count from the Centers for Disease Control stands at 16 illnesses, while the most recent onset of the disease was November 15th. So far, illnesses have been reported in Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Trade officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico reached agreement on revisions to the USMCA after some last-minute confusion with Mexico was ironed out. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says U.S. pork, beef, and lamb currently enters Mexico and Canada duty-free under NAFTA, but ratification of USMCA will help solidify the three nations' trading relationship and bolster confidence in our ability to provide consistent, reliable supplies of red meat to both countries. The Senate is not expected to vote on it until after the impeachment proceedings. The USDA has released its Pesticide Data Program annual survey detailing results from 2018 tests of residue on produce and other items. The report shows more than 99% of the samples tested had pesticide residues well below the benchmark levels established by the EPA, while almost 48% had no detectable levels at all. The Alliance for Food and Farming says the report confirms what has been reported in past years. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.